wondering, how much silly putty would you need to cover the world? Now, this, let me give you the background. She says, I've got some silly putty. It's slowly enveloping a can of 35p energy drink. It's a 3-ounce blob. And we were wondering how much of this we would need and what speed for it to envelop our entire globe.
Yes, I really think this is one of these crazy questions that you can treat in a number of different ways. So I thought I'd just...
Not with a pinch of salt, though, because that would stop the silly putty working.
Well, yeah, that's very true. But I thought I'd just give it a go and do some simple calculations in relation to sort of how much area is in the Earth or on around the Earth, which simple bit of math, 4 pi r squared, gives you the area, which works roughly out to be 510 million square kilometres.
That's the surface area of our whole planet.
Yeah.
Right.
Though again, I kind of wonder from the source I looked at whether that actually includes all the humps and bumps and going up to the Himalaya or not, which will obviously increase the area a bit more. But if we assume, for simplicity's sake, it's 510 million square kilometres. The next question then is how much silly putty do we want to cover the Earth? So just for simplicity's sake, I decided to make it 1 centimetre deep. Basically, if you do the number crunching, as far as I could get, you end up with needing a large piece of silly putty that's going to be 5.1 trillion tonnes in weight. So that's 5.1 thousand billion tonnes in weight, to use the sort of the terminology that we have for money matters that we hear so much about in the news.
Does it float?
Well, I was going on the basis that it would have the same density as water, so I decided to go for 1 gram per cubic centimetre, for simplicity. Now, that amount of silly putty, if you were to actually make it into a cube, would actually be a cube of side of 17 kilometres in size. So we're talking a pretty big lump of silly putty.
Assuming you started at the top and plonked it on the North Pole, I think, and then let it sort of smear itself out, there would be a thermal effect as well, wouldn't there? Because would the low temperature affect the material behaviour?
Yeah, it probably would. It would slow it down quite a lot. So
yeah, so what could we do to compensate? We'd have to heat it up.
Yeah, mind you, it is often quite a dark colour anyway. So if it covers the North Pole, then it will give you some increased global warming. So that would probably speed things up.
So it might be a self-fulfilling prophecy. It may speed things up and help it smear out more.
Yeah.
Why does it have those weird properties? What's special about the material that is silly putty that makes it do that?
Well, basically, it's the way in which it links together at a molecular level. Basically, it's what's called a non-Newtonian fluid. It doesn't obey the laws of Newtonian physics. And as a result of that, it has one or two peculiar properties that if you let it sit on its own, it will actually flow like what you'd imagine a normal liquid to be. But if you subjected to a rapid force, and this is because the molecules are sort of locked in a way that makes them resist force in a temporary manner. So if you hit a piece of silly putty with a hammer, for example, it will actually act as if it's a solid, and you can actually break a ball of silly putty up by almost fracturing it. And then if you let it sit for a while, it will then go back into blobs. So it's a little bit like the guy in Terminator 2 when he gets frozen solid, and basically he got hit and got smashed into lots of pieces, but then he then became a liquid and became whole again. So silly putty, a very interesting class of materials. Corn flour in water does exactly the same thing. And anyone who's been to the science festival in Cambridge will have enjoyed running over pots of corn flour. But you don't want to hang around for too long, otherwise you sink into it up to your knees.
This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Ginny Smith, Ewan Keller and Kat Arney. Now, Ginny, can you help Camille from